Open Season by Linda Howard, read by Deborah Hazlett. Disc 1.
Prologue. Carmela nervously clutched the burlap bag that held her other dress, some water, and the small package of food she had been able to save for the trip north across the border. Orlando had told her that they wouldn't be able to stop for food or water or anything until they reached Los Angeles. She was locked in the back of an old truck that bounced and swayed, throwing her from side to side if she didn't manage to wedge herself into a corner and brace her back and legs in the small V, making sleep impossible, because the moment she relaxed, she was sent tumbling across the rough wood bed of the truck. Carmela was terrified, but determined. Enrique had gone across 2 years before, and he'd said he would send for her. Instead, he had married an American, so he could never be deported, and she had been left with her dreams destroyed and her pride in shreds. There was nothing left for her in Mexico. If Enrique could marry an American, then so could she. And she would marry a rich one. She was very pretty. Everyone said so. When she married her rich Norte Americano, she would find Enrique and thumb her nose at him, and he would be sorry he had lied and betrayed her. She had big dreams, but she felt very small, bouncing around in the back of the truck as it charged across uneven ground. She heard grinding metal as Orlando changed gears, and a soft exclamation of pain as one of the other girls banged into the side of the truck. There were three others, all young like her, all wanting something better than what they had left behind in Mexico. They hadn't exchanged names, they hadn't talked much at all. They were too preoccupied with the danger of what they were doing, and both sad and excited. Sad at what they were leaving behind, and excited at the prospect of a better life. Anything had to be better.